This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Nearly 3 out of 4 Coloradans older than 5 are now fully immunized with 2 doses of COVID-19 vaccine. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Colorado recently topped a total of 4 million people who had gotten at least 2 doses. That's according to the state health department. More than half of all residents got the first 2 shots plus a booster. It's a good idea, says Dr. John Samet, dean of the CU School of Public Health.
I mean, one thing that's clear, if you had the first 2 shots, get the third. Some data from Israel that 4th shot helps at least for a while.
Those younger than 5 are still not eligible, though approval could come soon. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Metropolitan State University of Denver will soon waive tuition and fees for indigenous students. CPR's Paolo Giosita reports.
There are 574 federally recognized indigenous nations, and any student who's a member of one will be eligible for the waiver starting this fall. Federal, state, and institutional grants will help cover the cost. Overall, Native student enrollment in Colorado is relatively low compared to other populations. At MSU, only 91 indigenous students took classes in 2020. A new state law also gives in-state tuition classification to members of 48 tribal nations. I'm Paul Shasada, CPR News.
Details on how students can qualify are at denverite.com. Colorado's largest coal power plant is expected to be fully back online next month after being without its newest generator for months. Here's CPR's Miguel Otárola.
Electrical problems caused the unit at the Comanche Generating Station in Pueblo to break down back in January. Plant operator Xcel Energy blamed the lengthy outage on delays getting replacement parts from Germany. In a new filing, Xcel now tells state regulators the parts were delivered and that the unit could return to service in June. This wasn't the first time the generator broke down, nor was it the longest. Separate problems knocked it offline throughout 2020. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.